Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Second Amendment in New Mexico. FDA approved. Kevin McCarthy occupied. And the jelly buys the ho-hos. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the governor of New Mexico issued that state of emergency and said no one is allowed to open or conceal carry around Albuquerque. And she admitted that this probably will not win any legal challenges. And she also admitted that criminals will not follow the orders. And either will patriotic Americans. Dozens of gun owners rallied in Old Town Albuquerque, very armed. The governor said, no rights are absolute. The FDA approved the updated COVID-19 vaccines, one from Moderna and one from Pfizer. Both of them are one shot. People five and older are eligible. It'll be available in just a few days at pharmacies across the country. Are you going to get one? According to the FDA, babies ages 6 months through four who have not been vaccinated against COVID are eligible to receive three doses of the updated Pfizer shot or two doses of the updated Moderna. Jeez. Protesters have occupied the office of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Wow, I can only imagine they'll be facing 25 years in prison, right? They want Republicans to support PEPFAR. This is an AIDS program. George W. Bush started it as an emergency temporary program to give money to Africa for AIDS prevention and treatment. And now, of course, it must be permanent. The Republicans have a few concerns. Could this money be used in other more helpful ways? But also, the money is being used to promote, quote, institutional reforms in law and policy regarding sexual, reproductive, and economic rights of women. That's abortion. The consolidation of America's food industry just got even more consolidated. The J.M. Smucker Company has bought Hostess, the maker of Twinkies and Ho-Ho's, $5.6 billion. Smucker owns a bunch of other brands, including Jif peanut butter, Folgers, nine kinds of cat and dog foods. And if I may, our food consolidation, I believe, is a problem. We saw a bit of it during COVID. Four companies control 80% of beef processing. Only three companies manufacture 73% of cereals. 93% of the soda market is held by three companies. And now Smucker will own all 73 of the Hostess products. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, where's Chuck? New York City is in deep distress because more than 100,000 foreign nationals have arrived, most of whom need intense financial support. This weekend, Mayor Eric Adams announced a 5% cut of city services, including police protection, in order to pay for the migrants. So my question, where is Senator Charles Schumer, the second most powerful politician in the country, as the Senate Majority Leader? Chuck is a Brooklyn guy, and that borough is deeply affected by the migrant incoming. One might expect Schumer to be working with President Biden to increase border protection and temporarily suspend asylum applications. Those are the only two things that could bring quick relief to the migrant problem, which is now completely out of control. But Chuck is largely silent. I understand he has asked for more federal money, but President Biden says no. Chuck wants instant working papers for all migrants, but that's an obvious invitation for more to cross the border and come to New York City. Senator Schumer is a great example of a machine politician who will never go against the machine, even if his constituents are getting hurt, which they are. Chuck will not criticize his longtime pal Joe Biden, the master of disaster. So rock on, Chuck Schumer. We've got your number, but you'll never answer the call. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Okay, let's go to the mail. We had David Spano, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, last night. O'Reilly, you said 40% of the people will likely still vote for Biden if he runs again. Doesn't it really boil down to a repeat of 20? All right, they'll be voting, won't be voting for Biden, they'll be voting against Trump. Somewhat. But now Biden has a record. He didn't have it in 20. Didn't have any record. He's in his basement hiding. Now he's got a record, and I just gave you the Bidenomics. It's crazy. On the message board, Al, Congress needs to cut funding for the FBI to the point they feel a big pinch. It's never going to happen. The Democrats would never do that. The FBI helps the Democrats. So they never vote for that. Melinda Perazzo, Sydney, Australia, down under. Love the No Spin News, Bill. I believe Joe Biden will be the nominee in 24, apart from Michelle Obama. Do you think the DNC would do a last-minute push for Gretchen Whitmer? She's not well-known, Melinda. I mean, if you run out in Sydney, lovely town, by the way. Sydney is great. If you run out today and ask any of your fellow countrymen down there, how about Gretchen Whitmer? Nobody will know. And it's the same thing in the USA. Nobody knows who she is. Former governor of Michigan, but be very hard. Lori Boykin, Edgefield, South Carolina. Today's column is Sting, one of your best. You clearly lay out how well President Trump did as a president and the influence of January 6th. I believe you accurately state how the liberal media has overlooked the good things Trump achieved, and if only all Americans would read this. Well, they won't read it. But you know, when you can download my columns and send them out to your friends. Most of them won't take the time because they don't care. What are you going to do? Can't make people care, right? In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 36 years ago this week, a popular presidential candidate ended his campaign over allegations of plagiarism. Here is the story of Joe Biden's first bid for the White House. The then 44-year-old senator from Delaware announced his candidacy in the spring of 1987. On September 12th, the New York Times directly accused Biden of stealing vast sections of a speech from a British politician. Biden also apparently cribbed entire paragraphs from Hubert Humphrey, Robert Kennedy, and JFK. Further review found the Democrat had copied numerous papers during his time at Syracuse University. He received an F from an instructor after stealing a five-page report from a professor at Fordham. The final blow for his campaign came when Newsweek magazine found footage of Biden claiming he finished near the top of his graduating class. In reality, he ranked 76th out of 85. On September 17, 1987, the beleaguered candidate called a press conference at the U.S. Capitol. Said Biden, quote, "I've done some dumb things. I'll do dumb things again," unquote. He then officially ended his campaign because of the controversy. He was asked not to attend the Democratic convention. Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, you may remember, went on to win the Dem nomination. He later lost to Bush the Elder in a landslide, 426 electoral votes to 111. And here's something else you might not know. Joe Biden's dubious claims continue to pile up. Since taking office, the president has alleged he desegregated restaurants in Wilmington, Delaware. His eldest son died in Iraq. He created 10 million jobs. He slashed the national debt. He personally witnessed a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh. And his home was destroyed by lightning. Biden even said he was arrested in South Africa trying to visit Nelson Mandela. None of those things are true. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.